Recording 1.6.
That was wonderful. I haven't had a meal like that for months.
Yes, I didn't know you were such a good cook, Jeremy.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Do you want some coffee?
Yes, I'd love some, thanks.
Milk and sugar on the table.
Cheers.
Oh, it's so nice to relax for a change.
Yes, I know what you mean. Work's really busy these days. I don't seem to get much time to do anything else.
So what do you do to relax, Mike?
I do yoga, actually.
Really?
Yes, every morning when I get up. Only for about half an hour, but it really helps me stay calm during the day.
Well, Anne goes to a health club to relax. Very expensive it is, too.
Hey, it doesn't cost that much.
Do you go there a lot?
No, not really. Only two or three times a month. But I always have a massage when I'm there. It's absolutely wonderful. I feel like a new woman afterwards.
Don't you go swimming or do some proper exercise there as well?
No, that's too much like hard work.
What about you, Sally?
Me? Well, I relax by doing things. I'm not very good at just sitting around doing nothing.
So, what do you do?
I paint, actually. Watercolours, that kind of thing.
Really?
Yes, you should see some of her paintings. She's very good.
Oh, I'm not really. But, you know, I find it very relaxing. I'm in a painting club and every Sunday we all go into the country and paint.
Well, Jeremy relaxes by sitting in front of the TV every night, don't you, dear?
Not every night, no. Maybe six nights a week, that's all. It doesn't matter what's on, really. I'm just waiting for my brain to switch off before I go to bed.
That's not very healthy, you know. You should do something more active.
Yeah, I know. But I just never have the energy.
Anyway, one day when we all retire, we can all relax as much as we want.
Only 20 years to go then.